and on the KSRO live line, and it is good to talk to him. Rohish Lal is the public information officer for the county's Department of Public Health. Rohish, good to have you back.
Good to be here. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. Everybody wants to know how everybody else is, and God forbid somebody should cough or blow their nose around you, and you immediately throw them that look like, are you sick? What kind of sick are you? That's kind of where we're at right now. And the public, the declaration of a local emergency when it comes to the coronavirus made by Dr. Celeste Phillip yesterday afternoon, and a lot of response to that particular move.
We're taking it seriously. As you know, the developments recently, we've had a case here locally in our county of a resident, and we've stepped up our preparations, and that public health emergency reflects that. So we are ramping up our efforts, and the board will have a special meeting tomorrow to ratify the local emergency as well. So it's two emergencies related to this particular issue.
Yeah, it sounds like all the ducks are in a row. And this, would you consider it to be an abundance of caution when it comes to coronavirus?
Yes, it is. We are preparing just if there's an uptake in cases here locally, that our healthcare system, which means our hospitals, other facilities, medical providers, doctors, are able to provide a level of care and mitigate the situation and make sure our community is safe.
And Rohish, the second Sonoma County victim of the coronavirus, who's also being treated at a local hospital, also involved travel, correct?
Yes, and let me clarify that. So the first coronavirus patient we had in the county, which was announced last week, is a non-county resident.
Right.
They are associated with the cruise ship from coming out of Japan that was at Travis Air Force Base, and then dispersed to Northern California hospitals.
Right. So this second one did do some traveling also. And
yeah.
I guess what we're wondering and what we're most concerned about is the difference between that and what's called, I think, community spread of this virus.
Mm-hmm. That is a concern of ours as well. And we are, you know, that's what these emergency declarations were made to sort of mitigate is the community spread here.
Yeah.
Meaning that's where your actions, actions preparing to, you know, if that it does happen, that we can respond adequately.
So what do we do as citizens? I mean, we obviously are a little oversensitive to, you know, people exhibiting or ourselves exhibiting any sort of symptoms that would normally be related to a flu bug. At what point do we go to the doctor?
So before I get into that, just there's some basics I'd like to remind listeners that they can do.
Okay.
Just on a regular basis. And this is great advice any time of the year, you know, especially during flu season, is wash your hands frequently or use any sort of hand sanitizer, cough in tissue and throw that tissue away, or sneeze in tissue and throw that away. Clean surfaces that are often touched, that could be, you know, door handles as well, countertops, those things. If you know someone is sick, keep distance from them. Limit your contact with them. If you are sick, first call your doctor. Tell them the situation. And during, you know, something like this, it may be better, instead of going into the doctor's office,
do a phone
call to your doctor and stay at home.
Yeah.
You know, just so you're keeping others safe and not going to, you know, the doctor's office and then potentially infecting others. And then get the flu shot. It protects from the flu, and the flu still kills thousands of Americans every year. The other thing about face masks, CDC is only recommending them for people who are ill and not the other way around. The guidance is specific for healthcare, and that's different. But for the general public, they should not be buying masks unless, you know, or using them unless they're sick themselves.
Well, that's it. What the word is that we're getting is that the masks don't help. I mean, it helps certainly if a person is sick and you don't want to spread those germs around. Yes. But in terms of the rest of the rest of us trying to become, you know, somehow protected from it, that doesn't work.
Yeah, that's correct.
So it's a little bit confusing for us. So a telephone. I mean, a lot of us, what we're encountering right now, Rohish, is that there are lots of things that we go to the hospital for or the medical building for. Lots of things unrelated to the coronavirus or the flu. But how serious and how concerned should we be entering a place like that?
You know, I will say if you have a medical emergency, please go to the hospital. I'll make that clear. But you shouldn't fear. It's just, you know, if you have to go to the hospital or go see your doctor in person, then you shouldn't fear. You should go. However, you know, if you are, you know, as much as you can limit yourself, and if you are feeling, and this is if you are ill and have symptoms, then calling and seeing what your doctor would say is probably best.
Are you surprised by the run that there's been made at local stores and, yes, places like Costco, but even your local supermarket? You can't get disinfectant wipes hardly anywhere anymore. You can't, even toilet paper is kind of flying off the shelves, I guess, as people try to prepare and get ready for any kind of emergency. But have we gotten to that point, or is that more psychological for us?
I don't think we've gone to that point. And, you know, I still, you know, people should remain calm and, you know, just if they have a particular issue that they, or, you know, if they're feeling ill and, you know, have questions, they'll speak to their healthcare provider.
At what point would we turn a corner? We know that the emergency declaration is set in place for a number of reasons, all about preparedness and about being able to ask for assistance from the state or the federal government. But at what point, how many patients with coronavirus here in Sonoma County would turn our concern into a real sincere worry?
Unfortunately, I can't answer that question. I don't know what that limit is. It just depends on the situation.
And how often would you expect to be able to update the public, whether it's about, you know, additional patients or some kind of change in scenario?
We will be looking to update the public as quickly and as readily as we can.
Okay, very good. What are you doing to protect yourself?
Again, I'm following the same precautions. I have, you know, if I have to cough or sneeze, I use a tissue and throw it away promptly, wash my hands. I have my flu shot, you know, and I'm just mindful of those around me who may be presenting a symptom and keeping distance.
What about group settings? Are you avoiding anything like that?
I believe, you know, if you have plans for, you know, I've seen messaging regarding that, and that may be something people may want to consider, is limiting their group activity. That's, you know, that's a personal call, but, you know, with something like this, that's definitely something worth considering.
And with this local emergency declaration, how does it change your job or the job of the county's Department of Public Health?
Actually, it enables us to get the resources we need to provide to the community a better response. So we're grateful that these declarations will be ratified tomorrow at the board meeting, and will allow us to be more nimble and respond to the community in a better way.
And all we can hope is that, yeah, those preparations are being thoroughly made to keep us ready should this circumstance take a turn for the worse. Rohish, glad to talk to you this morning. Thank you for checking in. No doubt we'll talk again by the end of the week.
Thank you, Pat.
All right, that is Rohish Lal, Public Information Officer for the County's Department of Public Health. And yeah, a lot of people talk about washing your hands and doing it frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. I was always told that you should wash your hands as long as it takes you to sing the Happy Birthday song. That's about 20 seconds right there. So if you're heading toward the sink, then just sing a little tune as you're washing your hands, and you'll know just how far to go. Some people are freaked out about this. I'm not freaked out about it yet. But I think it's imperative to make these kinds of preparations, and out of abundance of caution, we know what happens when that same thing is not done, and when it comes to a serious threat to us as the coronavirus could become. But I'm sure glad Restaurant Week was last week, aren't you?